So fans, yeah, that's right, I'm back, Mr. Blitz. Yeah, I know it's been a minute since the last time I talked to you cats, but it's better late than never, right? Back on the scene, cause this is what I do. Alright, check it, we're here. Super Bowl weekend. Yes, Super Bowl 48. The Denver Broncos versus the Seattle Seahawks. And how nice and fabulous this Super Bowl is because it's played outside and it's going to be played in about 35 to 45 degree weather in NYC. Yes, MetLife Stadium. Straight up. Yeah, get them popcorns and get them coats ready because it's going to be kind of chilly. You feel me? All right, but check it. I'm going to keep this moving and I'm going to keep this going because this is what I do. And this is how I do it. So it's going to be players versus players. Specifics, exactly team versus team, but players versus players. And that's what I'm going to hit on. Who's going to win and why? First things first. You got Wes Welker, Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, and Julius Thomas, the wide receivers for Denver, versus Richard Sherman, Walter Thurman, Cam Chancellor, and that hard-hitting safety, Earl Thomas, the defensive backs for the Seattle Seahawks. So that's where I believe the game is going to be won. Everybody talking about Marshawn Lynch and no Sean Marino. Yeah, all right, I got that. Two good backs. But where the game is going to be won, I believe, is Peyton Manning going to be able to dissect that number one defense of the Seattle Seahawks and going up against their cornerbacks and their safeties. Richard Sherman, number one defensive back. Yeah, we all know Myth Richard Sherman. We already know what he could bring to the table. You feel me? They lock up against one-on-one against Peyton Manning receivers. And can their receivers beat the defensive backs of the Seattle Seahawks? That's how I believe the team. That's what I believe, which team will win. Who's going to win that battle? Now, that being said, of course, if you go one-on-one, who's better? Marshawn Lynch, no Sean Marino. Of course, Marshawn Lynch. Is he going to have a big game? Denver got some good defense. Marshawn Lynch can run beast mode. You feel me? He got skills like that because that's what he do. No Sean Marino. He's a tough inside runner. He got decent speed. But you look at both of those, Seattle Seahawks running against Denver defense, no Sean Marino running against Seattle defense, I go with Marshawn Lynch. But get back to the point. Wide receivers versus the defensive backs of the Seattle Seahawks. That's how the game is going to be played out. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a key factor. I mean, there's an X factor, and it's with the Denver Broncos. They got this cat, this tight end, Julius Thomas. Yes, he used to play college basketball. You know how them tight ends are. They flip over to NFL standards now and they become a lethal weapon. Julius Thomas, I believe, is going to be the X factor for Denver. They got a lot of crossing routes. Demaryius Thomas normally go long for Peyton Manning. Eric Decker normally go long. Wes Welker, he's cutting across the middle. You know how he run them routes. And once again, it's going to come down to the wide receivers versus the defensive backs of the Seattle Seahawks. X factor, Julius Thomas, tight end for the Broncos. And now check this out. This is the first time in a long time that they are two number one seeds in both conferences meeting for the Super Bowl. Yes, two number one seeds in each conference, which that's why this game is mad hype, for real. Check it. Another issue here is Denver number one offense versus Seattle Seahawks number one defense. And 9 times out of 10, a good defense always beats a good offense. Yeah, I'm not trying to judge impair your judgment by saying who you should bet on, because the statistics are always there. I'm just saying, a good defense, if you know football like I do, a good defense always beat a good offense. It always has. I'm just saying. All right, now keep that moving. The defense also, Seattle Seahawks defense, I want to point out, only been giving up 14.4 points per game this year. Two touchdowns they've been giving up throughout the whole year. That's how much that defense allowed per game, 14 points. A good defense going against the number one offense. Wow. You feel me? I could go on and on with this stuff, but I'm going to keep it kind of simple, and I'm going to keep it moving. That being said, let's go to the WWW. Yeah, you're like WWW. Come on, man. The WWW. Who will win? Check it. I just put all that out there about defense. Number one defense, number one offense. You probably thought I was going to say Seattle, right? Check it. I got to keep it real. Final score. Denver 27, Seattle 24. I believe Peyton Manning is going to find a way to hit a pass here, to hit a pass there. Seattle got good defense. But I believe Peyton Manning going to find a way, a soft spot, a chink in that armor, Seattle Seahawks. And I believe Peyton Manning is going to find a way to get the job done. A pass here, a pass here, a pass there. And that's going to be the difference. Peyton Manning, 27. Denver, 27. Seattle, 24. That's my prediction for Super Bowl 48. All right, you feel me? All right, that's it. That's my show. Mr. Blitz coming at you left, right, up the middle, over the top, sideways, crawling on my knees. Always going to come at you. I'm going to come at you. And I'm going to come at you keeping it real, because this is what I do. On point. All right, you guys have a safe weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. Be safe. Peace.